The what I'm really passionate about is creating great experiences for people. When we think recurring income, membership, people talk passive income, talk do it once, make money, every time. That's not it. Creating a membership that actually works, like, and by working, I mean people stay months after months, takes work. And it also takes creating an experience inside where all of your content doesn't feel overwhelming, where they know where to go based on what they need. That means you have to have a way to find out where they are at in the journey so that you can show them the content that is meaningful to them right now. Otherwise, if you say, ta-da, I have a vault of 1,000 videos, it's Chinese menu, pick what you want. People are going to feel like there is too much. I cannot consume all of that. That's not the idea. The idea of a membership is to provide a solution to a problem that they already have, and that is a recurring problem, and you provide a recurring solution. So it's not about content. It's content plus support plus accountability. I call it the CSA model, content, support, accountability. And you really need those three when you create a membership. So when people think, oh, membership, because it's a lower price point, right? Because they pay every month, so it's going to be easier to sell than a course, right? So some people say that. Or some people say, yeah, I can just take my program, put it in a platform, and then as long as they pay, they can get access. I give them like a Facebook group where they can support each other, but I'm not going to show up. And please don't tag me. Some people like do say that. That's not the experience that people want. People want to feel seen, loved, and validated. That's where they stay. And what I love about the membership model is that the only way you're going to be successful is if people stay. Unlike a course where people will say, yeah, I just did this launch, I made six figure, multiple six figure, and they base their success on the sales that they've made. Now ask them the percentage of people that completed, or even more than completed, like that actually did the work and got the result. Sometimes they don't even know because they don't track. So I work with people who really want to create that experience. They want to create a connection and they want to figure out a way to create that using automations and tools that are out there that can save them time, right? So it's really leveraged to them, and where people still feel like they're not just a number. Like, oh, she got my money and now I have access to this. I can stop paying. Nobody's going to ask me anything. And it's like you just take a ticket and then you have access. The people that come to us, they want to create this experience. And actually, there are lots of people that love the idea of creating this. And they don't move forward because they don't want to lose the connection with the people. Or they think that people will not get the results. When you start a membership, and I tell people, and I know that in our time, it's really hard for people but to hear, but it's not a quick win. A membership is not a quick win. It's never going to be. In fact, I tell people the first time we launch, we have a very specific way of helping people launch. When you first launch, it's not about the numbers. It's not about the money. It's about getting the right people. Because getting the right people is what's going to get you the right feedback. If you're trying to sell to anybody, if you do the free trial and all this, yes, you might create some buzz and bring in a lot of people. But then when they leave at the 2 months mark or when the trial ends, what does it tell you? Not much, because you don't even know if they were your people. So you want to get in the super fans at the beginning. You want to get the people you built this for. And I know we say, you don't want to launch and have just one or two people, but the reality is that if these one or two people are your people, that is better feedback than launching and having 100 people that just got your free trial, never going to log in. And then they will cancel at the end, and then you have no data besides maybe free trial is not a good idea, right? So I think that's really the key. It's like you said, like some people would say, well, I can't sell my course. Maybe it will be easier if I do a membership because it's a lower price point. If you can't sell it, that means you're not putting it in front of the right people or you don't have the right message.
Are you finding it difficult to create consistent marketing content? Are you uninspired or unsure what you could write or talk about? I am Ags and I interview entrepreneurs in order to help them create foundational content pieces. Here is what a previous client had to say about the experience.
Yeah, you went really into depth and asked me a lot of questions and we really got into it. And it was very natural. And you're such a good listener and you ask all the right questions. Yeah, that was what really struck me the most, that, you know, I didn't stop talking. You kept asking the questions. It was so easy, and it was, ease was the biggest thing. And then you came up with this whole thing with this layout and I was like, wow, I'm still like, wow. It was almost like you picked my brain and you put things into order where I can use the content in several different ways, and which I already have. And I'm very appreciative of that.
Would you like to know more? Check out houseofhives.com.